Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance when we're able. We do routines and all the scenes of footwork in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for the table. So many times we're given rhymes that are quite unsingable. We're off the mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
Oh, guys, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable here on Tuesday, the 29th day of August. We have with us Dave Hodges. Two websites, thecommonsenseshow.com and thecommonsenseshow.tv. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. We may have, or we may not have, Stephen in with us later in the show. Good morning, Jeff and Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. And we got Dave for the first hour, and then you're gone. Is that correct, Dave?
Yep, that's correct.
And Jeff can hang with us the entire 2 hours. So we'll devote most of the first hour to Dave, with Jeff chiming in as necessary. I keep seeing Kerry Lake on TV, on Newsmax. She's quite a gal, isn't she?
She is, but, you know, and I have mixed feelings about her running for the Senate, which she has not committed to yet. I want to see this case in Arizona, the voting fraud case in 2022. I want to see this before the Supreme Court, because the evidence of a election gone wrong, even if there's no fraud, the election should have been redone. 60% of your voting machines fail on election day in heavy Republican areas where the registrants were 60% or more GOP. That's inexcusable. And the state law here provided that the machines were checked within 24 hours and certified, and there's real questions whether or not that happened. So it's an illegitimate election, and I want to see this go to the Supreme Court, because with the Brager report coming out, which talks about and this is from a seasoned RICO investigator of 30 years who also did work for the DOJ. It speaks to the fact that you can't tell for sure who is dirty and who is not in Arizona. In fact, this report extends to 24 other states. So getting a fair trial in a political judicial system like we have here in Arizona is impossible. And let me just give you one example, John. Her opponent, Kerry Lake's opponent, Katie Hobbs, was the Secretary of State, meaning a state official in charge of elections in 2022. She repeatedly made rulings and threatened people with jail who went against her wishes regarding her own election. Yet when Kerry Lake put that as one of her 10 counts for her original lawsuit, the judge promptly threw it out. And I want this judge's finances looked at. I want to know if he's on the payroll for this Sinaloa money laundering. Now, they're very clever about how they dispense it. But any judge that would make that kind of ruling with this kind of prima facie evidence of election tampering by Katie Hobbs is just beyond the pale. So, but I'll give you the big thing here, John, that's going on in Arizona politics real quickly. It's 15-minute cities. Tucson has adopted it. Phoenix has said they want to approve it. They haven't taken official action. Scottsdale has done a partial. But there's a statewide initiative, and it's very deceptively done. It reminds me of Obamacare. The state legislators voted last week to put something called Prop 400 before the people. They're disguising it solely as a highway bill. But only 40% of the funds go to highways. And what they do in this bill is assume complete control over zoning. Because what they do is not only are they funding some interstate highway improvements, the building of a new highway, which just coincidentally leaves the area that Bill Gates has bought west of Phoenix for his smart city, as he's calling it, and it goes into downtown. So the only highway construction that's major benefits Bill Gates. But aside from all that, we have a situation where 60% of the funds are really unspecified. And by controlling the zoning, you do it by control of arterial streets, your surface streets. And we saw this when they constructed State Highway 51 in Phoenix 30 years ago. They drove property values down by changing zoning, and they basically stole land from people to construct this highway called Highway 51. They set up the same scenario again in this new bill. And we have been told by insider sources, and one of them is inside the legislature, that they know there's going to be amendments on this referendum. They passed a bill to go before the voters in 2024, and they're going to come back and keep amending it until they have very disguised language about 15-minute cities. And this is probably the worst-kept secret in the inner sanctum of the legislature and the higher-ups. If I can find out about it and be told by credible sources, you know, it's not going to be hard for people to see through. But here's the problem, John. They brought in a 43-page document 1.5 hour before the vote to make the referendum to the people, and it contained these aspects of draconian zoning. And if they can change your zoning, they can zone you off your property, and they can move you towards the inner city, which is 15-minute cities. And Katie Hobbs is on the record, as are some of the major Democratic mayors here in Arizona, of supporting the 15-minute concept. In other words, what I think we're doing here in Arizona, if I were to make a guess, is we are the beta test for how to bring in 15-minute cities where you can't travel more than 15 minutes from your general area. They say you'll have all your needs. And this is really starting to come into play in the U.K. And I'm saying, if you really want to know what it's like, look at Oxford, U.K. But what I'm saying to you here real clearly, John, is this is locking people into 15-minute open-air prisons. And Arizona's a beta test for this. The C40 cities are behind it, and they say they want to bring 1,140 cities into this. But that means they got to fight 1,140 battles. If you can do it on a statewide basis through disguised highway bills, then your job of getting this in across the nation is infinitely easier. And in short, the UN runs our country. When we go into pandemic lockdowns next month, as that's the rumor, I'm just telling you, it's everywhere. If we go into any kind of mitigation that escalates into lockdowns and we declare an emergency, the World Health Organization takes over our health care, and they'll make the rules on vaccinations, whether they're mandatory, masking, social gatherings. The UN is effectively running our country now. In fact, they're sponsoring meetings with people like the governor of Hawaii, mayors of major cities, called Agenda 2030 conferences in the UN. The UN is openly, outwardly manipulating control of this country on several fronts.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, I hope you can get the documentation you need to beat this thing. You have high hopes that you will.
Well, I've got the zoning aspects of Prop 400, and I know how it was done with Highway 51. So, I mean, that's pretty strong evidence that they're going to try to repeat. And they tried to do the same crap to us. So remember, I got into this business because I had to fight the McCain mafia with them wanting to take away all our property rights of 300 people, rural people in northern Maricopa County. And they tried to erode our property rights so they could force us off our land over time. They didn't need a quick fix because the project, when it started, wasn't slated to start for 30 years. But they didn't want to pay. They wanted our water. They wanted our location because they wanted to make us a hub, air, freight, and train. They wanted train freight and trucking, and they wanted to make us an international hub so that you've got to be gone from your land because we need your water to support the infrastructure. And that was an 8-year battle that I was engaged in that eventually brought me into this business because I was on enough talk shows that eventually I got offered a talk show. So I know these laws, John, inside and out. I'm not saying I'm a lawyer, but I probably know a hell of a lot more about property rights in the state of Arizona than most lawyers practicing, because I had to live this every day for 8 years. And what I'm telling you is the rezoning aspect of this that they set up by control of the arterial, you know, surface streets is something that they were in the process of doing to us. They called it the General Plan Amendment 2020, and this comes right out of the United Nations. I mean, I've got a lot of experience in this. I lived it. I don't need to read about it.
And that's when you came up head-to-head with the McCain mafia, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. They tried to disguise it. They said, we're too close to an Air Force base, and we got to get you off your land. Well, first of all West North Valley developments in Maricopa County have to have approval of the Air Force to build, and we had that approval directly from the base commander himself. at the time that we were building. So they made up this lie because the planes had to fly 30 air miles to get to us, and they had to travel over 300,000 people. I mean, we knew that was a lie. And then one night I was looking at a map of the county and then the state, and I saw, oh my gosh, there's three other areas in the state going through the same thing we are, and they all had the same things in common. They were somewhat near a military base, and that was the excuse to impinge on their property rights. And it was also the site of a planned Canamex Corridor Highway, and which was part of the McCain Central American bill that passed, CAFTA, that passed, and McCain sponsored it with the late Ted Kennedy. So when I looked at that one night at 1 a.m. in the morning on my computer, I said, my God, that's why they're doing to us. This has nothing to do with the military. They're just using the military as an excuse. And they're waving the flag of patriotism that we're somehow interfering in defense operations and we need to be gone from our land without any compensation. In fact, John, it was so bad that I met with the editorial board of the major daily in Arizona, the Arizona Republic. And I thought, well, we get a seat. And I come in with all my documentation, all the violations of Fifth Amendment property rights. And we just kicked their butt in the editorial board. But the leader of the editorial board, a lady named Vanita Hawthorne James, looked at me and she said, oh, this is all well and good, Mr. Hodges, but for the good of the country, you should just leave. Leave where? Get off your property. Let the government have it. That's the kind of fascism I saw. And I had that meeting in 2008. So that's the kind of fascism I saw unfold in this country. This has been going on for a long time. And I'm going to tell you something else, John. The big story in the country today, and we're not following it any longer because we have attention deficit disorder, is what's going on with the property rights in Maui. It's the same bullcrap that I went through. And this is why I'm all over it. And not enough people on our side of the fence, and I'm being critical of the alternative media. This is the issue. If they can burn people out, and I've shown on my YouTube channel clear and convincing evidence of the use of directed energy weapons because of the burn patterns and, you know, on and on and on. But even if it's not directed energy, what we're looking at after the fact is this governor of Hawaii and all the officials on Maui County are systematically violating these people's property rights in violation of federal law and in their own state law and their own county laws. But they don't care. They want those people off their land, and the developers are lining up. And the big player behind all of this is BlackRock. They're the chief investor of the people who will benefit the most. And this is the same bullcrap I saw when we were looking at fighting for our property rights. And so this is just a strategy they're using to get whatever land they want, whenever they want. If the government wants your land, people, if you live somewhere and they want you gone, they're going to employ every dirty tactic there is, including burning you out. I mean, that's an old Rockefeller tactic going back to the days of expansion of his railroad empire to control the shipment of oil. And that's part of American history. Things haven't changed. Things have not changed, John. I mean, we are a totally reprobate government right now. And I look at, we talk about the DOJ and the FBI being weaponized against the people. I really believe just about every level of government is now weaponized against the people.
Well, it's a sad state of affairs, and I hope it doesn't apply to too many venues outside of Arizona, sir.
Well, it goes north of the border. You know what's interesting? Look at a map of the Canadian fires. What are there, about 40 of them now? And they're heavily centered in British Columbia. But you know the amazing thing, John? I found the antidote to forest fires and climate change. It's called a state line. These fires bump up to the state line, and they're not crossing. It's the, when you look at a map, it's the darndest thing you'll ever see. You see literally a dozen fires in British Columbia on a map, and some of them bumping right up to the state line, but they don't cross. I find that curious. But now we have fires in Louisiana, and then we have other things that aren't fires, but they're vandalism. How many food processing plants have been burned down, destroyed, vandalized to the point that they can't use them, and yet there's not been one federal investigation? If they were Planned Parenthood organizations, the FBI would be all over this, but not one investigation, but it impacts our food supply, our ability to process food on a domestic level. I mean, they're making their move across the board. It's not just fire. in the 8 states from Nebraska all the way to Ohio, they have these carbon capture programs where, in violation of people's property rights, with the approval of a federal judge appointed by Obama, they're sending teams onto these farms, and they're digging 90-foot trenches for carbon capture installment. They're endangering the water supply because of the toxicity of the chemicals. They're endangering these people's homes because sometimes they're 100 feet from the homes, and these people can't say a word. They must give open access, or they'll go to jail for obstruction of justice and contempt of court. This is going on right now in 8 states. I'm working with one of their lobbyists right now. But I look at this, and Kristi Noem, we think Kristi Noem is so wonderful. She told these farmers, "I can't solve all your problems." The governor of North Dakota, who's running for president, and he was in the recent facade of a debate, he's behind this too. These people are Republicans. They have sold out the Republican values. They've sold out the party, and they're selling out the citizens. And, John, I could talk for 3 hours on this. Every aspect of American life is under attack.
It's about global warming, isn't it?
It's all climate change. Yeah. If your toilet backs up, it's climate change. If you get indigestion, it's climate change.
So here's what they say. We're standing in the way of the planet, of the human race being exterminated, so they have to get us out of our houses.
Yeah, that's the 15-minute cities. That's right. And that'll be an open-air prison. They've been working on this for a long time. Mike Krulik was one of Obama's chief urban advisors, and they knew each other even before Obama was in politics. And he developed a website. Now, it's kind of changed its tenor, but when I first found it, it was in 2008. It was called America2050.org. And the plan was for America to be divided into 11 megacities. And they had a map of the regions. And I've maintained that map because I don't believe they carry it anymore on the website. And they want 11 megacities of 6 million people each, meaning the total population of the United States would be 66 million. So before you think I'm making an unfounded declaration here, at the same time frame, the Deagle Report was being developed by the CIA and by Stratfor and by NATO, the NSA, all these intelligence organizations. And they projected the U.S. in 2025 to have a population of 65 million people. When you start looking at stuff like this, and then you look at the depopulation quotes of so many of our leaders, from Ted Turner to UN officials like David Spangler, and they start saying we need to reduce the population by 90%, it's hard not to believe these people. I mean, they are the enemy of the people. Right now, I'm telling you, government, even down to the school board level, is being weaponized against the people. Taking down license plate numbers of people who protest at school board, and then having the FBI kick in their doors and put guns to their heads and enter the premises without a warrant, seize all their electronics, and they're merrily on their way. That happened to Sharona Bishop in Colorado, as I interviewed her almost 2 years ago. Every aspect of our life, people don't get this. My pastor said this very well 2 weeks ago. He said, Satan's main workshop right now is in our schools. Yeah, you take first grade kids and you're teaching about oral sex, subject them to perverts who are dressed up like drag queens, and we call this education. It's the perversion of America. And who knows, God knows, what's going to happen to these kids' worldviews, their sense of morality and decency and justice when they're 20 years old, when they're 30 years old. And if you want to project what a society is going to look at, and I came from the system, just look at the university system right now. If you ain't woke, you get fired. If you ain't woke, you get persecuted. That means everything from students to custodians to administration with college campuses. And by the way, too, if you don't think there's going to be lockdowns coming, look at what's starting to happen in college campuses. There's about a dozen of them right now that have mask mandates and prohibitions on social gathering. They need to have another lockdown because there's another election where Joe Biden's true approval rating is probably about 10%.
Out of those 12, do you recall some of the campuses offhand?
I'd have to have the list in front of me. And they're small colleges. Okay. And also, too, Mary, you don't want the social gathering just yet if you're a big university. Reason why? because NCAA football starts next week, and they get crowds of 60, 70,000 people, and there's billions of dollars of revenue and TV revenue to be made. But these are more of your small colleges on a competitive level for the NCAA. You're looking at NAIA schools. You're looking at Division III schools. That was the thing that stood out to me when I saw the list.
Oh, boy. We're off to the races again. We have a break. We're gonna call and hold. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. The Labor Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight next Monday. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads. and place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. When you place your order, you pay full price. I do the sale refund manually. We have with us Dave Hodges. His websites are thecommonsenseshow.com, thecommonsenseshow.tv. And very patiently waiting until the top of the hour with comments here and there. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. Dave, you ready for our first caller?
Yeah, let me answer your question, though, before you...
Please,
go ahead. I don't have the complete list, but I found a few notes here.
A couple.
It's on,
okay.
The regular list is on my computer out where we have our TV site here, and I'm in the radio site. But what we're looking at here, the biggest universities that are requiring now are Rutgers and Georgetown University. But then there's a whole bunch of other smaller colleges. Most of them are located in Alabama in their community college system. Johns Hopkins also has it. Those are the biggest schools. Harvard is saying we suggest it, but many of these colleges, many, many, many more, and I'm talking dozens, are mandating COVID vaccinations and having the updates. So, and I'm thinking, okay, John, if you talk to an actuary from a life insurance company, and everyone will tell you this is true, everyone's rates across the country are doubling for auto and so forth. Well, they've even admitted to us when I question, why are your rates going up so much? I already know the answer because I've had actuaries tell me. It's because of the clot shot. It's the deaths connected to the vaccinations. Our lifespan in America in 4 years went from 79 to 76. The death claims are breaking the insurance industry. And so now they're making up for it by charging in other areas. And yet these wonderful intellectuals at the universities want to require everyone to have vaccinations. And for many of these colleges, what I found when I looked into this, I even called them. I said, well, I'm an online student, you know, pretending to do that. And I live 1,000 miles away from campus and I'll never come there. And I said, do I have to have a vaccination? Yes, you do. I mean, this is how ridiculous it is. And one more thing, just in case people think we're not going to have more lockdowns, Biden has allocated $1.4 billion to Big Pharma for the COVID updates. But also, he's hiring what they're calling enforcement protocol officers. And the way it read, it reminded me much of the 87,000 IRS agents. And I suspect that we're going to see national enforcement, not state to state, where if you're in a red state, you're better off with your freedoms in a COVID managed state than otherwise. And because they're going to turn over the running of the COVID mitigation programs to the World Health Organization by this illegal treaty that Biden entered into, which he calls an agreement. I call it a treaty, and it didn't pass the Senate by a 2/3 vote. And they're going to do this, and they've got the protocol officers lined up to enforce, and they'll be doing so, I believe, on the basis of international enforcement through the World Health Organization. This is the total loss of sovereignty for the United States, and it's been reflected right here in our colleges.
Well, the colleges opened up in the last few days. Some still aren't open, but I expect that there'll be a dramatic increase in the colleges with the masking and the distancing and vaccine mandates, don't you, Dave?
It is. And, you know, it's a way of subjugating and making people bend the knee to state authority. And I think it's the subjugation that you need to get people to accept 15-minute cities and moving. Of course, you got to have something else. And if you look at the food processing plants that have been destroyed and the farms that are being ruined because of these carbon capture programs, and you go on and on with what's happening in agriculture, and you say, oh, we have to be carbon neutral so you can't have your cows, I think we're going to go the way of the Netherlands and start massacring cows. And we want to do that in Ireland right now, too. This all goes back to the food supply. And if you can create a food supply shortage, you can manipulate the people. You know, Kissinger said it best, that oil controls countries, but food controls people. And I believe the food supply will be the ultimate goal that they have to manipulate us into any kind of civilization they want.
Okay, scary stuff, but we still need to resist. Ready for the caller, Dave?
Yes.
Okay, we have Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. Dave, I sent you that picture. Google kept it in the outbox for a couple of days. The one from Vegas.
Can
you hear
yes.
me?
Yeah, about the ETs.
Yeah, and I also sent you information about that direct energy telescope there, too. And John?
On Maui? On Maui, yeah, I'm aware of that.
John, can you hear me?
I hear you.
I'm sorry, I'm in a public location. I have to do this right now because...
We have a break.
I'm multitasking.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Labor Day sale of Energy Cleaners is in effect right now at my website at thelibertyman.com. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaners. Place your order right there at my website or go to my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. You don't want to give out your credit card on the internet. I understand. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. We have Jeff Nyquist with his website, jrnyquist.blog. 6 books for sale at Amazon. Dave Hodges' website, TheCommonSenseShow.com, TheCommonSenseShow.tv. And Elizabeth, are you still there, my dear?
Yes, I am, John. And this is what I want to announce. We have a website up for Yana's father, What Happened. and it's Justice for Stefan. It's spelled S-T-E-F-A-N, pseudo, that's S-U-T-O, .org. And this is what's transpiring, John. Here the Watchman is hosting Dr. Madej. As a doctor, she has surrendered her license. And people are being silent about what has happened. And we have put the information out, a lot of the evidence and the proof, and we'll be adding more probably on a daily basis. It's a travesty, John. And right now, Yana and Steve need all the support they can get.
All right. Well, thank you for the update, and we'll check that out. Anything else, Elizabeth?
No, not right now, John. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Well, Dave, you put out reports pretty much, is it 5 days a week or more?
Every day. Doesn't take a day off, so I can't either.
All right. Well, congratulations for your diligence, my friend. The worst crime in human history is taking place right now, the COVID vaccines and the consequences of those. And they need to get COVID 2.0 going so they can get the mail-in ballots and once again win the presidential election, don't they, sir?
Yeah, it's elections. I predicted this. But all you have to do is follow the money to know it's coming. And you're looking at these gatherings. I'm looking here right now at an article on the net. Atlanta-based Morris Brown College will expel students if they're not current on their updates for vaccinations. They also are requiring mandatory temperature checks, large gatherings prohibitions, a ban on any campus party. You must distance by 6 feet. And that's not even scientific. That came out as a comment made by a girl at a press conference. It never was scientific. It's never been studied. In fact, when you sneeze, what they have found is up to about 23 feet, people can be vulnerable. So you look at this just nonsense voodoo masquerading as science. We've entered the scientific age of the dark ages again. I mean, we're dark ages number two. Everything that happens negative is climate change. You know, the boogeyman COVID's going to kill the world. But, you know, John, I just want to remind people of one thing. When they were bringing in COVID, and I do mean literally bringing it in, when they were bringing it in, the government paid one fee for a positive COVID diagnosis, and they paid a much higher fee, I think three times the rate, up to like $39,000 for a COVID death. So you literally found people going into emergency rooms with head trauma, and they die from like a motorcycle accident, but the cause of death would be COVID.
Of course.
And it was all financially motivated. And see, the government rigged the reporting by paying incentives to do false reporting and false autopsies. And doctors that objected got shown the door.
Well, Rush Limbaugh said many years ago, any human activity you financially reward, you get more of it. Any human activity you financially punish, you get less of it. It always proves true, doesn't it, Dave?
Absolutely. It absolutely proves true. But the scary thing that's going to differentiate this lockdown from the previous lockdown is the international control. At least with these lockdowns, when Biden tried to make it mandatory for all businesses over 100 people to follow all his rules and protocols, including mandatory vaccines, regardless of health status, you had the Constitution and a judge overruled Biden and struck that down. But if we're giving control over to the World Health Organization, the Constitution does not exist. It is the end of the first 10 amendments. And that's the only thing that separates us from total tyranny.
All right. We got a call here, Dave. We got Tom in Utah. Good morning, Tom.
John. Good morning, John and Dave. Anyway, this is Tom in Utah. Dave, I identified the poisoning of 34 million that's been occurring for the last 40-some plus years. It involves the families living in manufactured and mobile homes. The industry literally was taken over by the evil forces and forced them to violate ventilation code. So the families or individuals that are living in manufactured or mobile homes are at risk of subtle poisoning. So I published that on a website called Gassing America, but you can also go into it through poisoningthepoor.com. And I, you know, I've flagged John about it, but I haven't heard back. But Dave, I'd like you to look at it and then give me a holler, and I can tell you what I didn't publish.
Are you talking about asbestos? Is that one of the elements you're concerned about?
Carbon monoxide and formaldehyde. Asbestos also is another offending item, but the real issue is carbon monoxide or exhaust fumes. Even sewer gases are literally designed to be brought back into the living space of those units. It began when a family came to me with a deathly ill child in 2008. When I identified carbon monoxide as the poison affecting this family's baby and the family, then I had to find out where that carbon monoxide was coming from. And literally,
are these in manufactured homes? Is that what yes. you're getting? Okay, all right. I've heard a little bit about it. Here's what I want you to do. I'd like you to send me an email, Dave Hodges, thecommonsenseshow.com. But I'm getting 500 emails a day now since the Maui crisis. So you're going to have to put something distinctive in the subject box, like as per the John Moore Show. Okay? And that'll grab my attention.
Dave, the problem is when I went to D.C., they were not appreciative of my whistleblowing, and they biologically readjusted my vision, so I'm legally blind. I lost my home, lost my reputation as well. They went after me for my reputation. So I don't have internet. I don't have a way to email you anyway. So that's why I'm asking you to look at the website and then call me.
Give out that website again, then, will you please?
PoisoningThePoor.com. It'll open up. It'll say GassingAmerica.com. That will work. But look at GassingAmerica.com, a.k.a. PoisoningThePoor.com, a.k.a. ManufacturedMadness.com. They'll drag you into that website. And at the bottom of the website, you'll find my phone number. I did send a couple of text mails to John about another case.
Well, Tom, thank you for giving out that information. We appreciate it. Let's move on. It's no secret that formaldehyde is an issue, not with just mobile homes, but any new furniture or carpets, it doesn't matter where you buy them or what kind of home they're in, formaldehyde with new furniture and carpets has been an issue for decades, Dave. That's no secret, is it?
Yeah, no, it's not. Well, it reminds me of Howard Beale in that show Network from the 70s. And he starts his speech about as I'm mad as hell, but he starts off by saying, I know the air is not fit to breathe and the food's not fit to eat and the water's not fit to drink. That's a pretty true statement.
It depending on where you live, absolutely. Let's move on from there. Well, Dave, your work has pretty much become informing the public and warning the public has become your life, hasn't it, sir?
Well, yeah, I'm retired now. When all this was visited upon me by the McCain Mafia, I was teaching college classes a few hours a day in a high school. I was teaching at a university. I was a college basketball coach, and life was great. I loved what I was doing. Then all of a sudden, I'm looking at being a guy in his late 40s who could lose everything. And I couldn't start over. I mean, you're 20 years old, you might be able to start over, but I couldn't at my age. And so what I discovered when I started my property rights battle, it led to other things. And I realized that we were developing into, as a nation, a real criminal enterprise. Today, that criminal enterprise is fully being realized. I mean, all you have to do is look at Donald Trump's situation. Yesterday, the judge in the D.C. case fixed his trial date. Of all the days she could have picked, she magically picked the day before Super Tuesday, 13 primaries. It was intentional. This is our government now, totally politicized, don't do their job. And I live in Arizona, and I see the evidence of infiltration all the way down to the school board level. Not every school board, but if you're a large school district like the Phoenix Union School District, you're compromised. The legislature's compromised. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors compromised. And we have all the evidence we need, but the people don't know what to do about it. Now, I will say this. Very soon, And I think they're waiting to get critical mass. But there is a significant group that's going to come out and try to recall Katie Hobbs. It's a start, but it's not enough. And John, I just want to say this, too. I want to shift over to Maui for a second.
Please.
Even if you don't believe the directed energy weapon situation yet, I've shown convincing proof that we have burned out cars that were targeted because there's no burn in the subject area. In other words, a fire did not run over this car, and you can show where the burn pattern came from. I showed yesterday two cars that were burned out, remains of a dog. You have to wonder, where was the human? A cell phone, where was the human? And these cars, the motor mounts were melted, the windshields were melted. You're looking at temperatures in excess of 2,500 degrees to do all this, and yet those fires only rage at less than 1,500 miles an hour. But what I saw in the burn pattern of this one, these two cars were destroyed, is the burn marks were moved at right angles on three sides, and then it paralleled a cul-de-sac. In other words, it didn't burn, you know, encroachingly. It was very polite and stayed off the sidewalk. And then the burn mark on the east side went up to expensive homes to the block walls of the property and stopped. And these high-end homes were spared. And I've seen this kind of thing. And then there's another thing out on the highway out east of Lahaina. There was a car that looked like it was running for its life, and the only burn marks were in the vicinity of the car. There was vegetation as close as 10 feet away. And that speaks to directed attack. But let me just talk about the actions of the government here. The governor of Hawaii, and I think this is important as a pretense, right after he was inaugurated, he went and he was the main speaker at an Agenda 2030 conference. They had the placard in the background that showed the words Agenda 2030, you know, act globally, think globally, act locally. And they had all these monikers, and he's the keynote speaker on 15-minute cities. Okay, now, he was getting pressure from the people in Lahaina. We don't want developers to keep harassing us. They're harassing us at every turn for us to sell our properties. And so he came up with provisions to protect their property rights. He declared them, you're a historic district, okay? But the only exception to this will be if you are overtaken by a natural disaster, then we have to rezone. And look what happened. Now, there's one other thing. Here's the damning thing. You know, we know about the sirens not sounding, which was prescribed by state law for fires. Their explanation was a lie. We also know that the people were blocked from leaving. Tons of eyewitnesses have testified to this. And then we also know that the water was not released for the first time in Maui firefighting history. And this guy gave a psychobabble New Age speech about how sacred water is, and he couldn't release it. He should be in handcuffs right now for criminally negligent homicide. Absolutely. But when we look at all that, John, the biggest thing right here that you look at is in January, after this Governor Green, how appropriate, Green, when Governor Green took over, they formed an agreement between an agency of the Hawaiian government and the people connected to the biggest developer, Alexander and Baldwin. Main investor is BlackRock. And they formed an agreement that said a $75 million deal, which overlays Lahaina, where you'll eventually be able to build 51-acre home sites. This is why Lahaina, 8 months in advance of the fire, that was still intact, they had a property deal facilitated by the state of Hawaii over existing property. I mean, I don't know how clear it has to be. This was the intent of officials to drive the people of Lahaina off their land. And when you look at the state of Hawaii land use map, they have all these huge developments planned in a crescent moon on one side of Lahaina to the other side of Lahaina. And Lahaina's right in the middle like a sore thumb. And you could see, oh my gosh, I can see why they wanted the people out of Lahaina. Now the EPA has issued a moratorium on building for 2 years, so these people will never be able to return. And John, it's my contention, and I don't have the details, time to develop the details, but I've done it on my website. I believe they tried to maximize casualties. You know, no warnings. Okay, the kids home at school. There's 3,000 Lahaina students. 400 have been registered in other school districts. 200 are doing virtual learning somewhere. That means there's 2,400 unaccounted kids, and they won't address it. A reporter went up to the Maui mayor, the Lahaina mayor, Bisson, and said, we want some answers on the kids. What are you going to tell the public about the kids? And he had the Maui police place him in a headlock. And the guy did nothing wrong but ask a question. I mean, this is what we're seeing, thuggish behavior, and they act more like the mafia than they do elected officials. They wanted those people off that land. It's my contention they burned them off that land. They're never going to let them come back to the land. They wanted to maximize casualties so there wouldn't be any heirs to the property where they could rebuild. And if the heirs to the property, say, are on the mainland or the other islands, well, that's an easy prescription to sell off to developers because that's the path of least resistance. This was a plot against the people and their land rights. And I'm not Dave Hodges stepping out saying all this. When the crisis first happened and they were asking the people in Lahaina, what's your biggest fear? They didn't give a typical answer of a disaster. They said that our land will be taken by developers. This is an ongoing battle, and the government lined up against them.
Now, typically, when there's some kind of natural disaster, the insurance adjusters come in within 24 hours pretty quickly, and they evaluate the damage and start writing checks for the homeowner's insurance. Is that not happening in this case?
In a lot of cases, the insurance is being denied.
Really?
And on the same day and on the same bill, they're not giving a basis. I believe it's Farmers that's even announced that they're not going to pay off on fires any longer. State Farm is making you come into their offices.
You can't do that after the fact. You have to do that before the fact.
John, you're assuming that the legal process is in effect.
Right, I am.
It's not.
We got a caller on hold. We got our last break this hour. We'll be back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back. Dave, let's try to squeeze one last call here before you got to scoot out the door. Mike in Kentucky. Almost out of time this hour, Mike.
All right, real quick. Has anybody looked at the factor for the enhanced eminent domain on this? Because I think there's a famous picture of a row house in New Jersey that's surrounded by dirt where they dug it out to build a strip mall. The woman famously fought the battle all the way to the Supreme Court and lost. All you have to have is a business proposal that shows you can generate more tax revenue, and anything is subject to eminent domain. I think that would include Lahaina.
I'm sure. The historic preservation that protected Lahaina until a natural disaster came also included the provision the governor had the power to rezone. So it doesn't have to even go to the courts. I think it's a totally unconstitutional move, but this is the age we live in.
Well, the other thing that I want to mention is that the guy from Utah was talking about is the burning of propane generates formaldehyde, and these homes are more airtight than the one I live in, which is old school, and they have a blend air thing to make sure the oxygen stays high enough inside the home. Well, it sucks back in the combusted gases. Then you've got propane cook stoves and stuff. That's what he's talking about. That and the carbon monoxide detectors do not, and we're talking over 30 million people at least that are in jeopardy because of this subchronic poisoning. So that's what he's talking about, not off-gassing of building materials, although those were a factor in the FEMA homes, you know, from Katrina, because they used cheap Chinese materials. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
You call.
I just found out, Dave, that the power was shut off before the fire started in Lahaina. Have you heard that?
Yeah, and a good amount of the cell phones. Hawaii has two emergency alert systems. One is the sirens, and the governor lied, and the former head of the emergency management group for Hawaii lied. Oh, if we would have sounded the sirens, the people would have ran to high ground and got burned up by the fire. Like some moron can't smell smoke or see the fire coming their way. But when you go to the state of Hawaii website, they said this system is in use for all kinds of disasters, and that it would include fire. So that was a lie. Then they have the cell phone notification. You may remember 5 years ago, the residents of Hawaii all got this message in error that a missile attack was coming and they better seek cover. And then we see the videos of people running to and fro in the streets of Honolulu in a panic. So they have the cell phone notification. They have the sirens. Now, they claim the cell phone systems failed because all the cell towers burned down. But that's bullcrap, because some of the people that survived that had to abandon their cars on Front Street, jump over the seawall, and get into the water, called the Coast Guard and the Navy to pick them up and rescue them. So some people's cell phones were working, but no warnings were issued. And when you look at the Maui police directing people back into the burn zone area, there's forethought there. That's not an accident. In fact, I saw an interview with a guy yesterday. He goes, I saw this happening, and he was on Eric West's Hawaii real estate website, which I recommend people visit. And he said, yeah, I went north of the blockade, and I started turning people back around towards Kanapali because I knew they were going to be dead if they continued to go that way. They wanted maximum death count so there weren't survivors and heirs to the property. They wanted to limit that as much as possible, and this is my personal belief, and so they could sell off to the developers and take over.
Well said, Dave. Thank you. We'll look forward to heading back next Tuesday.
Thanks, Sean.
We have a top-down break. We'll continue with Mr. Nicholas. Stay tuned.
Wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop and lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.